Heartland, Book One, Coming Home, written by Lauren Brooke and read by Hannah Norris. As the school bus disappeared into the distance, Amy Fleming shifted her rucksack onto her shoulder and set off up the long drive that led to Heartland. On either side of the dusty track were fields filled with horses and ponies, grazing lazily in the afternoon sunshine, their tails swishing away the clouds of flies that buzzed around them. Amy smiled. It was a sight that always made her feel glad to be home. She hurried on up the curving driveway towards the weather-boarded house and brick stable block with its whitewashed doors. As she drew near, one of the stall doors opened and Ty, Heartland's 17-year-old stable hand, came out leading Copper, a chestnut gelding. Amy waved, but Ty was concentrating on the horse and didn't see her. He led him up past the turnout paddocks towards the circular training ring at the top of the yard. Amy shaded her eyes. She could just make out the slim, blonde figure of her mom waiting at the gate. Amy hurried past the farmhouse and up the track after Ty. There was nothing she loved more than watching her mom at work, and it looked like she was about to start a session with Copper. As Ty drew the horse to a halt near the gate, the gelding threw his head up to dislodge the flies settling on his face. Automatically, Ty put a hand up to brush the flies away. With a sudden loud whinny of alarm, Copper shot backwards. "Copper!" Amy gasped as the horse reared, his front hooves flailing in the air. "Whoa!" Ty cried, stumbling in surprise. Copper's front hooves clattered down to the ground. The whites of his eyes showed his panic. Ty managed to grab the lead rope, but the sudden movement sent the terrified horse rearing up again, his lethal hooves whisking through the air, only centimeters away from Ty's head. "Here!" Marion Fleming's voice rang out. The next instant, she was by Ty's side, grabbing the lead rope from him. "Steady now, steady," she called to the horse. Momentarily landing on the ground, Copper reared straight up again. Holding lightly onto the end of the lead rope, Marion let him go. Amy watched her mother intently. Her lips were moving in soothing words as she calmed the frightened creature. Copper came down with a snort and then reared again, but this time not as high. Still, Marion talked. Copper's hooves came crashing down, but this time he stood still, with all 4 feet on the ground, trembling slightly. For a long second, Marion didn't move, her eyes fixed on his, her voice calming and reassuring. As he relaxed, she turned her body at a slight angle to his and moved slowly towards him, her eyes averted. Amy held her breath. As Marion reached for Copper's halter, he snorted and lowered his head. Amy let out a huge sigh of relief. Ty's face was pale. "I can't believe I was so stupid," he exclaimed, pushing a hand through his dark hair.